It began with a casual conversation sparked by a piece of jewelry. In February 1917, Florence Downend, a sophomore music student, asked about the pin worn by classmate Margaret Keck, who had recently transferred from Illinois Wesleyan to the University of Illinois. It was for the Alpha Gamma Delta sorority, Keck explained. Inspired by her description, Downend soon organized a small but enthusiastic group of women intent on founding a chapter in Urbana. Over the next year, they organized, petitioned the National Council for recognition, and rented a house at 1103 West Oregon Street where members could live and meetings could be held.
Once they were formally recognized and took their first pledges, the Sigma chapter, as they were known, turned their efforts toward a permanent home and found the right patron to make it possible. Catherine Macy Noyes was named an honorary alumni in 1919. For the next 50 years, she would devote countless hours to the improvement of Sigma Chapter. After several years of planning, in 1927, the House Association, with Noyes as president, hired George Ramey to design their new house on property that the chapter acquired on South Lincoln Avenue. Ramey was a talented local architect, trained at the university, and best known for the Art Deco Champaign City Building, completed in 1937. For the Sigma chapter, Ramey chose a graceful French chateauesque style. The style is exactly what it sounds like, an effort to recreate the appearance and stylistic elements of the palatial French chateaus of the 16th century, and it was intended to impress. As was common, the house is constructed of buff-colored brick. Hallmarks of the style include the steeply pitched hipped roof covered with slate and the conical tower, here enhanced with exposed timber framing and stucco. The house has a variety of window types, including many multi-paned casement windows with wood trim, rounded arch windows with stone coin detailing, and segmental arch windows. The main entrance to the house is recessed below a Tudor arch set into a small gable projection. The second story wall surface on the southwest corner of the house protrudes farther forward than the first story wall surface below it, another common detail of French chateauesque architecture. There is a massive chimney topped with decorative chimney pots on the exterior of the house.
When the house opened, the National Alpha Gamma Delta magazine praised the new quarters, describing its interior. A French gallery presents a view of the entire first floor, which contains a living room, spacious and charming, a cheery dining room, library, music room, coat room, reception room, kitchen, and servants' quarters. The furnishings of the house are in keeping with the loveliness of the house itself. Even better, Catherine Noyes wrote, "The new house was the envy of all the chaperones on campus, and its members proudly dubbed it Alpha Gamma Chateau, and it is still one of the architectural gems of Urbana."